And the one thing that all the guides really have in common is that they are really passionate about what they do, and, you know, as well as knowledgeable about, you know, the subjects that they're talking about. They're all really passionate. And for me, you know, like, we all remember, you know, one particular teacher that influenced us, you know, that made an impression. And I think a good guide is like a good teacher. They have that passion, and they, you know, and they have, as well as the knowledge, but they've got the passion and the enthusiasm, that, and the ability to engage as well. That's really important, I think, because if you're not engaged, it doesn't matter how much a guide knows. Well, for me personally, then I personally switch off. But all of our guides are really engaging. You know, some are actors, some are performers, some a lot of them are specialists in their subject. So whatever, we've got guides from. One of the nice things about the London Walks guides is that they're so diverse. And so we've got guides who are really interested in everything from PG Woodhouse to doing tours of the Natural History Museum, to fashion, to science, to politics, to the City of London, to Westminster. Basically, I always tell my friends, any subject or part of London, London Walks, it will almost definitely have it covered. And if we don't do it, because sometimes we do get asked in the office, we get asked, oh, do you do a tour on a particular subject or area? And in most cases, we do. And if we don't do it, I will contact, you know, the guides and say, okay, we've had this request. Can you do this tour? And I don't think there's been a situation where we've said no. I mean, no, I don't think there is, because the guides are so knowledgeable about London, that, and they're always up for a challenge as well. They always love finding a new subject or area or, you know, topic to research, and they really like that. And then they come back, usually in a relatively short amount of time, and they say, oh, this is what I found out. And it always amazes me, you know, how thorough they are and how excited they are as well about the prospect of a new tour. And a lot of the tours that we do will be suggested by the guides themselves, because they're subjects that they're interested in themselves. So, you know, that's which always makes the tour more alive and more personal as well, because the guides have come up with the ideas themselves. I hope that everyone, you know, will join us on a tour at some stage, either a virtual one or listen to the podcasts. I've been listening to, I was actually listening back to some of this recording, and apologies, because I realise I say really a lot. All my friends joke with me about that. I say really a lot, really, really, really. But I hope that you join us on, as I said, either a virtual walking tour or the real walking tours, which we're starting next Thursday. We're doing three of them next week. And hopefully, as lockdown eases even more, we should be able to open up even more tours. And so hopefully, all things going well, we look forward to seeing you on either one of the walking tours, which are, you know, which we will be doing more of, or the virtual tours, or listen to one of the great podcasts. There's loads of them now. And the podcasts all range from, and there's a huge range of topics and subjects and locations, you know, covered by the guides on the podcasts. So I'm sure you'll find something that you're interested in. And a lot of guides are actors as well. And so, you know, a lot of them have got great, great speaking voices, unlike me. But yeah, you could just listen to them for hours on end. But I hope that, you know, in some form, that you'll find something of interest on the London Walks website, and hopefully see you at some stage. Okay, bye for now.